سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من خاف أدلج، ومن أدلج بلغ المنزل. ألا إن سلعة الله غالية، ألا إن سلعة الله الجنة. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. First, we'll just translate this very beautiful poem by Jaz Render in a very beautiful way also. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. This is the aspiration of our life, and what the benefits are of living in the aashiqs, the lovers of Allah, and to spend our whole life to die in them, to live with them and to die with them. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. It is only in this way to pass in this road, reaching to Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. That sometimes we make sabar, and what does Hazrat refer to this? Is that when the temptation of guna is there, make sabar. Don't make that guna. And when the ibadat comes, even if you get tawfiq of tahajjud, whatever, then make shukar Allah gave you that. So this two wires, positive and negative, have to be there. Then you will reach Allah Ta'ala. Not that we make lot of ibadat, but for guna, then we find ourselves very weak. We can't take our eyes off the TV. We can't take out the worries of commentary from our heads, etc. No, that a person, both these things go together. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. To live in the pleasure of Allah, that is to do positive ibadat, all what Allah has commanded. And to die in the pleasure of Allah, that when guna's opportunity comes, temptation, then you don't commit guna. That is dying in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, what is this kind of a friend? When he's giving parties, brides, etc., niwala hajif, we are ready there. And when he's got a problem, we don't even pass by his house. Hey, that's not a friend. At all times, a friend is there who is at all times. So when to make Allah's ibadat, we are there. But when we have to stay from guna, then we can't do that. We find ourselves weak. No, that should not be the case. Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. This is Allah's kindness on the slavery of a person. That he, what Allah has commanded him, he also does. What Allah has prohibited him from, he stays away from that also. That is Allah's fazl on a person. Not to have lot of money to be a rich man, but this year to fulfill the commands of Allah. That means Allah's fazl is on that person. Yahi aashiqo ka sheva, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. These are the true lovers of Allah. This is the way of life. This is their habit, that they fulfill Allah's commandments and they stay away from haram as well. Kabhi giri aao buka hai, kabhi aah sab bharna. Sometimes they are crying and sobbing in front of Allah Ta'ala. The enjoyment of tahajjud, the enjoyment of tears flowing from the eyes. And sometimes, it looks like, what a beautiful woman. I won't get a chance to, but for Allah's sake, no, I won't. I won't look. And you speak to yourself, Ya Allah, my nafs, you put my nafs. And فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. The evil desire you put, but you told me I must not do. وَتَقْوَاهَا. I won't look. And how happy Allah gets on there. Whenever any haram desire comes, Allah put that desire. And the test is, don't act upon it. This is the great test which Allah has put. So that then the person feels very sorrowful that he can't. But for Allah's pleasure, he does it happily. Yahi ishq alamat hai. Yahi ishq ki zamanat. This is the sign that you have the love of Allah. That you stay away from guna. That is now you can know that I'm a lover of Allah. When you are staying away for Allah's pleasure, you stay away from guna. And this is the guarantee that you got the love of Allah Ta'ala. When you are staying away from guna also. We are here now. Now we'll be going. Many are going by flights, airports. The airport condition again. What type of woman in the aeroplane? At that time will be our test. We'll be driving on the road. Billboards again. All women walking on. That will be our test. Test is not. Yeah, we all big Sufis. 100%, 110% big Sufis. Yeah, it's no test here. Test will be there when we go out from here. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat. Kabhi zikro zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. That you remember Allah at all times, sometimes with your tongue, sometimes in your heart. All the time you are in the remembrance of Allah. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, what is my life? And what is the support of my life? Like a person in a hospital is on a life support. What is my life support for me? And what is the sum total? What is my life? Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To love with your beloved and to die with them. What their life is, to make my life according to that. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea, no inkling of what is your love, O Allah. And this our Shaykh, no matter how much dua we make, Hazrat taught us there is something like the love of Allah, which is our first farz, and we didn't even know that it is a that there is something like that. Forget that it is farz. Your muhsin-e haqiqi, your mun'im-e haqiqi, Allah who has given you everything. Forget loving Allah, we don't even think of Allah. Ye janwar nahi, janwar se kam. Ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall. A dog gets a piece of bread from your door, it's faithful to that door, loyal, it doesn't leave that door. What haven't we got from Allah? And we don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. We learn from the lovers of Allah how to give our lives also for Allah at the threshold of Allah. Therefore, we have to stay with the lovers of Allah so that we can also learn this love of Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri inayat hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. These are all your favors of Allah. This is your sadqa that you have done and your favors that you have bestowed upon us which we are not worthy of in any way. Meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabar karna. This weak body of mine, and that I love you, Allah. I want your love. But here in this dunya, nobody knows whether Allah loves us. We the signs are there. But to know that, if you love somebody, you want to marry that woman, finally, inshallah, the day comes, you marry her, you are happy. Now you want Allah. You love Allah. You want to be with Him. But till mort, we don't know what it is. This is that a person, even if feels Allah is looking at me, that I love Allah, but I don't know whether Allah loves me also. Then the dua in the hadith, read this dua, وَلَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Oh Allah, I will keep on pleading with you till you become happy with me. So this is what has sort of, you can say, kill the buzurg, a wondering, till maut doesn't come and you don't know, till then you are just in this, like a bismil, a fowl that has been slaughtered, half slaughtered. It got up and it ran away, now it's half slaughtered. How restless buzurgan-e-deen are like that, that, Ya Allah, how many buzurgs at the time? Hi, we are passing, we are going to Allah. I don't know if Allah will forgive me or whether He's going to punish me. Till that last moment, that fear remains. And that is that anxiety in a person. Mere jaane na kawa ka, tere gham pe sabar karna, ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. These are your gifts of Allah, O Allah. This is how you draw us towards you, O Allah. Mera nala in adamat tere sang dar pe karna, to always at your threshold, tahajjud time, sajda, at the duas that I cry and I beg of you, O my Allah. Mera har khata pe rona hai, mera har khata par rona hai, yahi meri hai, yahi meri talafi. To cry over all my sin, that is a sign of, being accepted by Allah. But we don't even recognize our gunas. Where are we going to make tawbah? We are all the time writing out checks all the time. We're not depositing. Which bank manager is going to carry you for so long? Allah, He's so kind. So our gunas we are making, make deposits, make istighfar also. Make ask for tawbah also, that Allah forgives us our gunas. We don't make no tawbah, istighfar. We think we are very pious. We think my namaz, the real Allah wala, on the ibadat, they make tawbah and istighfar. They don't have gunas. We have a big, big open gunas, pride, jealousy, badnazri, anger, wrong anger. No tawbah we make. And yet we think we are the beloved of Allah. Now, to cry over one's guna is a very, and Allah loves that ibadat, that a person makes ibadat and he cries to Allah, Ya Allah, it's not fit for acceptance. All the time. And that's where pride comes in a person. Naaz taqwa se phir achhi hai niyaz randi. When a person stays with taqwa also, and pride comes in him, because of his taqwa, his ibadat, his umrah, his ramzan, whatever. Better than that is that woman who is selling herself, but crying to Allah. She's desperate, whatever. Ya Allah, forgive me, I'm the worst in your creation. And she is better when she's, what a haram work she's doing. But better than you, if you have got pride in you. Pride is a killer, and we are suffering with this so greatly. What Mufti Farooq Saab, Allah reward him, the whole sum total of his whole bayan was that these people who reached what heights and what work Allah to, and the barakat of Islam which is here, is all because of their humbleness. They had humbled themselves totally, annihilated themselves totally. They did not even know that they exist. Like nothing they were whatsoever. Yeah, we get offended for small thing. The wife didn't give us tea on time. What you think of me? I'm a piece of rubbish here. You don't put my clothes for me. This, that. All the time our existence is too big for us. We are too big. We're the workers. What you people think of me? What our friends, what everyone? This annihilation, self-annihilation, nafsku mitana. This is the main thing. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, bayan, mashallah. Though it was a bit long, but what a bayan. And this is the sum total, if that can come into us. Tere rahmato ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. And what's, how much will we forgive our worker? How much we forgive our wife? Allah, whole life is forgiving us. And more biryani He's giving us to eat. More toasty and roast He's giving us to eat. What are the favors of Allah? These are the great mercies of Allah. Teri shaan jazb hai ye teri banda parwari hai. This is your, how you, like a magnet pulls somebody. This is how you make our tarbiyat. You pull us towards you. Mere jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. That you gave us the tawfiq to remember you all the time, O Allah. This is your favors. We were not even fit for that. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye gaye. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. Mohabbat deke, tarpaya gaya hoon. Main laakh samjha hoon asrar-e-mohabbat. Nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya hoon. This is that Allah puts it into our hearts. That is why we came here. That is why we are sitting patient. It is Allah's favor, nothing from our side. Hadrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali writes, فَإِنَّ بَعْضَ الْمُغْطَرِّينَ مِنَ الصُّوفِيَّةِ. Some people who are in deception of the big Sufis also. يُنْسِبُونَ كَمَالَاتِهِمْ إِلَى مُجَاهَدَاتِهِمْ. They attribute their achievements to their mujahada. We did a lot of mujahada. وَهَذَا عَيْنُ الْكُفْرَانِ. This is the height of being unthankful to Allah. What are your mujahada? And whatever you made also is by Allah's fazl. What did you? It's not yours. Did you? What your hands are not yours. Your thoughts are not yours. Allah gave it to you. So make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Realize it is only from Allah Ta'ala. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. What Mufti Sahib, Mufti Mirti was explaining. All these buzurgs, where did they get this? The company, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili hai, kisi ko akhtar, company of Ahlullah, the whole work of Darul Ulum Dioban, the whole work of Tabligh Jamaat, the whole work of the Tasawwuf by Maulana Thanwi, all this is the sohbat of ahle dil. This, how valuable, and this leads to the sohbat of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From there is the sound fountain source of all this coming in the world. Usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. That person has, he has now learned how to live, how to die. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabb. Everything is for my living, is for Allah, my dying is for Allah. And Hazrat's special zawq with regard to this is that jeena, to fulfill the commands of Allah. Marna, Hazrat says, when the temptation of guna, mar jao, lekin guna mat karo. And say, I will die, and you won't die. Allah will give you 100 lives on there. You will get more ta'bani, more ta'wanai, more josh you will get when you save yourself. The biggest vitamin to have is to save oneself from guna. If a person, Hadrat explains, you eat the best vitamin food, but 1 gram of poison you put, no use. Eat simple food, no lot strength in it, but stay away from poison, you'll be a healthy person. Guna is our biggest enemy. No nation, no country is our enemy. Our guna is our biggest enemy. Then Allah uses وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّ بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we commit guna, Allah uses more biggest sinners to punish us. We say these are our enemies. No, even a dog knows, you throw a stone at it, it's not, it don't want to run after the stone, it will come for you. You threw the stone. Halat that come from Allah. And we, whoever threw that stone at us, we go in court case with this person, fighting with this person, now biting and arguments in the town and everyone, this person did, it came from there. And it doesn't come, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِأَنَيْهِ. Allah does, end of 5 subhanah. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What has Allah got to give you a heart attack? Got to give you a motor car accident? Your daughter getting divorced? This problem. Allah is not sitting, na'uzu billah, just to give problems to people for nothing. جَيْسَ كَرْنِي وَيْسَ بَرْنِي. نَا مَانِ تو کر کے دے, جنت بھی ہے جہنم بھی ہے, نَا مَانِ تو مر کے دے. Halata from Allah, and we send conditions. As we send, Allah sends conditions like that. May Allah give us the reality. Let it not only be words, but the reality. Allah blesses us.
There's a, just behind me, the truck that is here, there's about 3 cars blocking it. If it can, those cars can be removed.
In this Surah Karima, Wal Asr, Allah is taking qasam. Allahu Akbar. Why must Allah take qasam? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allah is haqqul mubin. Allah makes the truth many. But how Allah loves us, that my bandas, somehow they accept my words. They believe what I say. Like a father telling his son, mother telling her daughter, advising, and they take qasam. Please believe us. I take qasam and I'm telling you. Allah, arhamur rahimin. How much Allah wants our hidayah. Whole Quran Sharif, Maulana Abdul Ghani Fulpuri, rahmatullah alayhi, says, is Allah's love letter for our hidayah. Like your son, daughter going overseas and you tell, don't do this, don't do that, you mustn't go this place, you mustn't. Like that, 30 suparas, love letters, so we're coming in dunya, so that you don't have problems, so that you can be guided. So Allah Ta'ala, and how many qasams? And Allah Ta'ala takes qasam only of great, we are only allowed to take qasam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah takes qasam of His great creation. we don't think of it. Time is a great, great creation of Allah Ta'ala. Allah created time. Time was not, it's not in existence of its own. And time will stop in Jannah. Then you're no more going to grow older. No more you're going to count days and weeks. It will stop. Yeah, Allah has given us time. What a thing to create time. We can't imagine our minds. We can't reach till there. That Allah created a thing like time. Just give it little thought seriously. Afterwards also, that Ya Allah, Allah did everything. But He created time. Oh, what a khallaqun azim. Khallaqi alim. What a creator Allah. Allah created time. Then Allah created measurement of time. This is also from Allah's side. We say Zuhar will be 1 o'clock. We say that Asr Namaz will be this time. Ramzan will come after so many months. I'm so many years old. Allah created this measurement of time. It is Allah's great qudrat and a great ni'mat for us. If we couldn't measure time, how should we say we're having Jalsa 26, 27, 28 of Rabiul Awwal? How will we say I'm going for Umrah on Thursday? How will we say I'm giving you a loan for 30 days? We're using Allah's ni'mats, but we don't even acknowledge, we don't even recognize. What great, great, and who is not living in time? We are born in time, we die in time. Great events of history take place in time. وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. We are passing through time, but we are not taking notice of time. That Allah created time. Allah created the measurement of time. After taking such a great qasam, Allah Ta'ala, He warns us, remember, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Man generally is in a great loss. And Allah is saying loss, what loss will that be? Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Which may be a lesson for many of us also. One brother from overseas, he was married with his wife also from the same country. Wife went home. He married a lady here. And then he phoned her and told her. She accepted, but the family put her up. And they wouldn't accept. She made him hearing. Phone that lady, and that lady, his wife, new wife, she's thinking he's going to talk about love, etc. to me. Talaq, talaq, talaq. He gave her 3 talaqs. Put the phone down. Then that wife from overseas told her, now you give me also 3 talaqs. First she said that you don't divorce her. I won't stay. And children. And your children are your, what are they, your kalija. They are your heart. Then she made him give her also khasirati dunya wala. And what a loss. And worse than this, what cases have happened? What Allah is speaking of loss, that man remember that you are in loss. One connection with this is, if you don't appreciate time, you don't value time. Today our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh says we want to pass time. A person wants to pass time, fails time, Hazrat says. Time is so valuable, wallah. Hey, more than all our wealth, more than all our money, everything, time is more valuable. Time is so valuable. Imagine you are going, you got late, you're reaching the airport, you just managed to check in, last passenger, they accepted you. And they're telling you, rush, the gates are closing now, they're not going to accept the people. You come out, you see 7 minutes to your gate, to where you have to reach. As you are walking, now there's a play station. So your 7-year-old child runs to the play station. And your wife, and now this is the time to go PlayStation. We have to rush. The gates are closing. We only got, it's 5, 7 minutes. We have to, it's 5 minutes to, we got only less time. It's 7 minutes and we have got only 5 minutes. So we have to double up our pace. We have to just run, in fact, to get there in time. Now your child, 7-year-old, goes to the PlayStation. And you say, now, and you shout, you're getting angry. And the wife says, but why, what's wrong if he plays? Can't the child play also? But is this the time to go and play? Wallah, more than that 2-3 minutes which you are fighting for, our whole life is more valuable. And we are just passing time. And the worst in Ramzan, we want to pass time. A person goes for Hajj, Umrah, pass time, look at TV there. Where have you got time to pass there? And here, our lives, we want to pass time here. Yes, here, what a free. It is jais, it needs limits and it's a way. And there's a purpose also for that. But just as to how we are, and worse than that, in guna, we're spending our time. This valuable creation of Allah, of time, we are using it openly to disobey Allah Ta'ala. In front of Allah, what great ni'mat. So time is a great thing, and if we don't use it right, we will be in total loss. In this dunya, in akhirat, if we want to live our lives in our pattern, we will be at a loss. We have to live our lives as Allah Ta'ala wants to. And the first thing to come out of that loss, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those people who bring iman. So yeah, we should be very careful and think, don't be just happy with the title of iman. Allah Ta'ala Himself said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا. Again Allah used the word Islam. But the way of life is not Islam. Your title is Islam, but inside is something else. فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. He won't be accepted. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. A Shia also calls himself a Muslim. But what will we say? He's got no najat. He's a Shia. A Qadiani calls himself a Muslim. We'll say no najat for him. He's not a Muslim. So let us also, today the thieves of Iman are all around, all the time. It's what a fitna zamana. Our children at schools, Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory with them, they're writing PhDs and thesis on these things. And Iman is gone. And we're still thinking, I'm still happy I'm a Muslim. At our workplace, flirting around with girls, joking around with them, all things that we are doing, and but my iman doesn't get affected at all. My iman is perfect. So is our iman there or not? And iman on akhirat is the most important. If we can have that, just not by name that I believe, as Buzurg say, that we lie to ourselves. We say we believe in akhirat, and we don't prepare for akhirat. We say the real life is akhirat, and we're making our dunya all the time. So they say that we are lying to ourselves. A person, not only in words that he believes in akhirat, but in reality. Just to give you an example of this, like Qabr's life is a reality. Life of Qiyamah is a reality. A real reality. So a person, for example, goes fishing. He takes his fishing rod, at the end the hook, he puts a nice fat worm. There is a different masala. Ask the Muftis if it's permissible to put that living worm and push it through that hook. If somebody pushes you through a hook, there is also Allah's makhluk. Is it jais to use that as a bait? That's a different, I'm not talking of the masala, I'm giving an example. But think how cruel we are. We are thinking the other people are cruel, what they are doing. Allah's makhluk, that poor little worm. What right have we got to give it this azab and this torture? Anyway, you throw it in. A small little fish sees this worm. Ni'mata ghair mutaraqaba. Fat, juicy worm. Right here, I didn't have to go and look for my rosy today. It wants to bite, but the old type fish, the mollisap type fish, and the granny type fish, they tell that small fish, don't ever go near. What the small fish says, sour grapes. You people can't enjoy life today. You are old people, so you tell us this is haram. Not allowed. This is not allowed. That's not allowed. So he doesn't want to listen. Say, why? What's wrong? Juicy fat worm right by my mouth. And you tell me I can't have it. Hey, that this is not halal. That's not halal. This is not. Why are you stopping us? So he says, you don't know. Inside that nice juicy worm, there is a hook with a sharp end, very sharp. It's fastened with a line which you can't see that goes out of the water. Then there is a man who is standing with a 2 meter rod and he's 1.5 meter tall. He'll feel you that you are biting. Then when he catches you, he's going to hook you on there. When he hooks you, he'll let you play in the water, give you time to play. After that, he'll pull you out. And when he pulls you out, he has come, he's an Indian fisherman who has come. And they have come with their masalas also, Indian masalas. And they have come 5 of them all together. When he pulls you out, he'll cut you, your inside. Take out all your dharams, your inside things he'll take out. He'll gorge out your eyes. He'll cut off the side bones, etc. He'll cut you into pieces. He'll take that spices he came with and he'll marinate you. While other friends will get some firewood and burn a fire. Then they put a frying pan on top and put oil. And when that oil is sizzling hot, one piece, they will put you inside. And after that, they have 5 of them, between 50 fingers, they eat with both hands and with all 10 fingers. They'll make pieces out of you and put you in their mouths. Each one has got 32 teeth, 160 teeth, and different types of teeth. Canines and pointers and molars and all types, they're going to crush you. After that, you go in the lower, bigger industry, in the smaller industry, and my darling little fish, where are you going to come out? I can't even tell. And with what smells you will come out, I can't even explain to you. And your bones and your eyes, they're going to throw to their cats and dogs which they have come with. They will eat that there. So now the fish gets worried, small fish. So it's a modern time, it's a, today every girl, university, this degree, that degree. So he said, I'm going to do research on this. We only seeing is believing. Hearing is deceiving, which is the biggest lie. Seeing is deceiving. We see we're getting rosy from our shop. We see we're getting shifa from the medicine is a lie. Allah is giving rosy. Allah is giving shifa. Hearing is deceiving. No, hearing is believing. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. Who believe what the Quran says, what the Hadith says, what the ulama say, they believe in that, that hearing, that is believing. So we must change this maxim. It must go out of our vocabulary and our language. So anyway, now it starts investigating. Where it starts investigating? In the water. And where is all this happening? In the land. Eh? So everything is about the Qadr and Akhirah, and we're doing investigations and research here. Where it isn't, jahan nahi hai, wahan dhoond rahe ho. Or jahan hai, wahan tum pahunch nahi sakte. You can't reach to that place. Second then, it says that scientific proof that there is no life out of water. Everyone thinks according to his own brains. The fish lives in the water. For the fish there is no life. Out of the water it dies. So he said out of the water there can't be life. Third thing, that it went and actually physically make a whole survey and research of the whole area. No fish, no fire, no fishermen, no fire, no frying pan, no oil. And you say fire in water, fire can't even burn. Eh? So it denies everything. But now it goes, it takes a small bite. Nothing happens, it gets more. When it takes a proper bite, now it gets pulled out. When it gets pulled out now it realizes. That's everything. So don't let our iman be like artificial flowers. That we say we believe in Qadr and Akhirah, but we're committing gunas. We are breaking the laws of Allah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your families from the fire. Which fire? The fire is not yet. That what is save yourself of the gunas that will take you to that fire? If our iman is there, real flowers we are, not artificial flowers. You got a picture of a bicycle and you want to sit on it and go somewhere. Where are you going to go? Nowhere. It's a picture of a bicycle. The real bicycle, even a jet plane, you got a picture and you want to fly, you can't. You got a bicycle, you'll reach somewhere at least. With the picture of a jet plane, you can't. The picture of this iman, which we are hearing and talking. But if we just got the picture of it and the reality is not in us, we'll have big problems in the qabr. One person, Maulana made bayan, that about what will happen in the qabr, there will be azab, there will be scorpions, snakes, fire in the qabr. And also Maulana explained, if you do right, there will be gardens, there will be great enjoyment and pleasure in the qabr. So one doctor after bayan came to Maulana. He said, Maulana, all this what you spoke is from your back pocket. I'm a doctor, we exhume bodies from the qabr is my work. Never I found snakes and scorpions in the qabr. Never I found any fire in the qabr. Never I found any gardens and all those things you talk of, the enjoyments of the qabr. There is nothing, it's just a dead body, there is nothing there. And unfortunately, many of us, we won't admit it, but really analyze, that is what we believe. Because of that, and may yet your own family there, and you are laughing and talking. The cell phone is carrying on. Cricket score, you are. If you knew that is a reality, my father has passed away, my uncle, my auntie, what is going to happen to them in the qabr? We don't know for a guarantee. If we have that worry, our condition will be different. There won't have to be made this announcements over and over. Please, brothers, keep quiet. Please, brothers, read three times, qulhu Allah, please. Over, because we just, it's a flower, it's a artificial iman. If we knew, we would be so overtaken with a mayyat. We will be so worried. Anyway, so he said, this is all your own the stories you took out from your back pocket. Maulana said, oh, very sick man. Caught his hand, took him to his room. You need treatment and you need ICU treatment and immediately now. So when he sat with him, he told him, doctor, tell me that in my body, all of us, our bodies, don't we have sugar? He said, yes. Don't we have salt? He said, yes. Don't we have iron? Yes. Potassium, calcium, magnesium. How many things in the body? He said, 100%. He says, now take out for me 1 gram of sugar and show it to me. Take out for me 1 gram of salt, 1 gram of iron. He said, no, that I can't do. But he says, we believe in you. You are the experts of this field. You know this field. You know there's salt in the body, there's magnesium, calcium, iron, cholesterol, all these things. We believe what you say. So just like that, the expert of the field of Ruhaniyat and spiritualism, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who saw with his eyes the condition of the qabr, he saw with his eyes Jannat and Jahannam, he has told us, as we believe in you with regard to dunya, we believe in him with regard to the spirituality. So he says, now I believe. He says, no, it's not enough. Your cancer cells have gone very much in your body. You have to be given thorough radium treatment and every last cell. And you, this disease of yours is contagious. You're a doctor. You're going to influence the iman of other people. I have to give you a proper treatment. So then he told him that, see, in this world we have gardens in this world. He said, yes, we have sugar in this world. Sugar mills, wholesalers, retailers, houses, sugar there is, and there is sugar in the body also. As we believe in that sugar which we can see with our eyes, we believe in the sugar which is in the body which we can't see also. As we believe there is iron, and we can see, and there's iron in the body also, which we can't see. We believe in the iron we can see, and we believe in the iron that we can't see. As there are gardens everywhere, beautiful gardens which we see with our eyes, like that, there is the sugar sweetness is in the body also. We believe in that also. So just like that, as there are fires in this world, there is fire in the qabr. This fire we can see, that fire we can't see. But we believe in that fire, we believe in this fire. There are gardens in this world which we see, we believe in them. There are gardens in the qabr which we don't see, we believe in that also. So if this reality comes into us, the life of the qabr, and this dunya's dhoka goes, how beautiful our Shaykh says, qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. Qaza, maut came, and suddenly a person who was in the prime of his life, building his empire, one friend of ours, 40 years old, how lot the things he was, construction here, buying property, this, that. We slept in one hotel room, never to rise again. Qaza aake bahosh ko behosh kar gaye. Your tongue can't speak, your finger can't make a signature. Hangama hayat ko khamosh kar gaye. Oh, your highways of dunya, ye karna hai, wo karna hai, yahan jana hai. Sab khatam ho gaya. So maut is a reality. If we believe in that, and that life of the qabr, the life of the day of qiyamah, if that comes into us, kafa bil maut wa'iza. Our Islam is made already. 2 lecturers Allah left for us for our Islam. 1 talking lecturer, the Quran Sharif. We haven't got time for Quran Sharif. And another silent lecturer, the Qabristan. And we haven't got time to go Qabristan also. Even if we go, we don't take any lesson from there. We should go regularly and read Quran Sharif. And also Quran Sharif, not only as a hafiz a Quran, in order to make door and to remember my Quran. But the Quran, the first quality of Quran, hudal lil muttaqin. Read it with the niyat of hidayat. Read it in order to, from alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Tell qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. Allah has made his introduction to us. We read the Quran several times from the beginning till the end. We don't find Allah Ta'ala. Throughout Allah is introducing himself. Inna fi dhalika la ayat. There are signs of mine, but we complete. How many khatams? We don't read Allah. Read Quran Sharif for sawab also. Read Quran Sharif for barakat also, for rahmat also. And the main purpose is for hidayat. That we get hidayat. Not only to remember our door, that is also essential. But don't make, if their niyat is only that, لِكُلِّ مْرِئِمْ مَا نَوَى. If our niyat is we reading Quran just for our door, so much we will get. And we'll remember our door. And you get sawab, and you get your jannat. But Quran Sharif is basically for hidayat. To reach Allah, to find Allah. Read it with that niyat, and then see what the difference there will be. So, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. If that iman is right, then amal saliha is going to follow automatically. Iman will pull amal saliha. But if iman is not there, and this is a measurement of our iman also. our iman. Allahu Akbar. As Maulana Naeem Sahib said this morning, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said that if you didn't see the crescent, the new moon for Eid, for Ramzan, somebody else saw it except his testimony. So if we don't feel the taste of the love of Allah, if we don't get this yaqeen on Akhirah, accept the testimony of those whom Allah has blessed. And together with that, remember Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, one lady, when today is all news of Ramzan, Radio Islam on. No more we go and see with our eyes. One great, great hukam and sunnah where the ummah is deprived of. Before all should go out and look for the moon, it was a great, interesting event. Like, mashallah, the Cape Town people till today, and the man cakers they go and see, it's a real thing that one thing of Islam, it's a great thing. So anyway, all were looking for the moon. And she had just changed her little child, her napkin, as we will say today, and there was little pahana stool on her finger. So they saying, there's the moon, behind that tree, on top of that pole. And like that, they're pointing. So she's also there. So she brought her finger to her nose. And she said, oh, this year's Eid moon is smelling very bad. The moon is not smelling bad. You got dirt on your finger. So in the same way, if we don't see the enjoyment of ibadah, if we don't get enjoyment of not looking at woman, then they stool on our finger. That is why we not get enjoyed. If a person has got the eyes of iman and the heart of iman, comes in the hadith sharif, a munafiq commits huge gunas, and it's like a fly he made fly away. And a mu'min, a small guna like the mountain, if we have got measure our iman. If gunas we are enjoying, perhaps that iman of ours, there is something not right somewhere. Otherwise a mu'min cannot enjoy guna. It's like a mountain that is falling on him. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ Allah's la'nat and curses on the person who looks and who presents himself to be looked at. And if we are enjoying looking, then maybe that is something else. If we got love of dunya, then we enjoy that. If we got love of dunya, then we'll enjoy all the gunas of the world. If we have got that iman, you just can't take it. And those people won't be able to understand these people. And these people won't be able to understand those people. That how can you be involved in dunya so much? How can you be engaged in sin so much? They can't understand. And those can't understand. You make 5 times a day namaz. You keep rozas. How can you do all these things? It's a question of iman in a person. When that iman is there, and really today we have to check ourselves. Don't just take things for granted. If you have a Coca-Cola bottle and you got black vinegar inside, and you think I'm drinking Coca-Cola. No, the label is not enough. Just the label of Iman in Islam, of Maulana and Hafiz and Qari and Haji and Fatima and Ismail and Khadija, these labels are not what is inside is going to count. So if that Iman will pull Amal, and we will stay away from that, Iman will make us stay away from that gunas. And if we want that, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمِنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ then you'll have to do تَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ speak about the truth, speak about this, the reality will come. وَذِكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ you will talk about this, you're going to benefit. Your ears are the closest to your tongue. Today we don't speak about these things. We'll go home, we'll ask, did the children eat? Did this happen? Did that happen? We'll ask, did the children make namaz? Did they go to madrasa? Those things we are not worried about. A child breaks one glass in the house is a big problem. But he spoke a lie, it's not a problem. Today, how our children, girls, young girls, a baby I usually say, 1-year-old baby, boy for example. And if the parents are pious, righteous, mashallah, we have such parents, they put kurta on the child. Everyone got a problem. Amrithi evo I kurto piravi dito. Amrithi ghar burka dohi je vi banavi la ke. Amrithi, but you put Christian dress on that child, no problem. And you leave the legs open, and everyone is viewing those legs, those thighs, and all that kind dressing and that, no problem. A girl grows up like that, 10 years, 12 years, never wore trouser. Now you wanted to go in hijab. How when my ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that the tree is growing crooked, and now when it's strong crooked, you want to straighten it now. How are you going to do it? We don't do the tarbiyat of our children. We turn a blind eye. We know they got a cloak. When Malisat comes, then parda and niqab on the TV also. Also, so we also have to wear parda. And then even the little boys, they are wearing oversized topis covering their ears also. And the girls with their burqa so big, but just let Malisat turn his back. It's just for salam. Once they've gone in the room, hey, that is too hot for us. They throw it all off. And then you see them as completely different children. Is this what who are we trying to fool? We're trying to fool ourselves. We are trying to fool Allah Ta'ala. You can make Malisab stupid, no problem. We think that they don't know what is happening in the world. They are stupid. Make them stupid, but don't fool yourself in your qabr. We all have to go in our qabr. And when you start talking of haq, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Your wife will tell you, all the muftis are dead. You're the only mufti left in the world. Everyone is dead now. Finish the belief. Jamaat also, you're the biggest muballigh now. You're the biggest malisab. You now, you want to do everything. You'll have to learn to make sabr. You'll have to learn to tolerate. So really, brothers, take this thing seriously. It's not just a matter of becoming bayat and khanqa and making zikr, etc. and going in jamaat and going in umrah. Check whether we have got reality with us. If we are artificial flowers. And today, how we made ourselves artificial. Even in the toilet we put artificial flowers. What work is it doing there? It comes in the hadith that now ummat will follow the ways of the non-Muslims step by step as a snake goes into its hole. Like that we will follow them also. They got artificial flowers in the toilet which serve no purpose. But because they got it, we also put it. And Indian culture, when you go any hotel, anywhere, all that shampoos and oils, we don't use them there. We bring them and we can put them in our bathroom and toilet. For what purpose, they say? That every day clean it, pack it nicely, we have to put it there. That for whatever reason it is, we do that. No, come to reality. Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq and give us the reality, inshallah.
Ismail sir, this is. Please come forward to make the dua.
Hi, Kari Ismail. I'm Zim Toke.
Allah request Rafiq Hatlani sahab tahun berkat ini sila tu mik dua.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wal aqibatu lil muttaqin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamil anbiya'i wal mursalin سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتغفر لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك على الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. يا الله يا الله عمر ابنهم عفنا يا الله هماري چھوٹے بڑے دانستانا دانستان بچپن کے جوانی کے بڑھاتے کے یا اللہ ہر قسم کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہم گناہوں سے یا اللہ بچنے کی اور یا اللہ پرہیز کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا اللہ گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں کے اندر ڈال دے. یا اللہ گناہوں کی نفرت ہمارے دلوں کے اندر ڈال دے. یا اللہ ہم گناہوں سے ایسے ہی نفرت کرے جیسے لوگ پاخانے سے نفرت کرتے ہیں. یا اللہ نیک لوگوں کی محبت ہمارے دلوں کے اندر ڈال دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان حال ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما, جو بیمار ہیں ان کو شفائے کاملہ عاجلہ مستمرہ عطا فرما. یا اللہ جو جس قسم کی پریشانی میں مبتلا ہے یا اللہ ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما. یا اللہ اس اجتماع کو بے حد قبول فرما. یا اللہ اجتماع کو بے حد قبول فرما. اور ان کے جو منتظمین ہیں ہمارے بزرگ ہیں, یا اللہ ان کو لمبی اور عافیت والی زندگی عطا فرما, ان کی روزیوں کے اندر خوب برکت عطا فرما, ان کی زندگیوں کے اندر خوب برکت عطا فرما, ان کو طویل عمر عطا فرما. اللہ ان کے سایہ ہمارے اوپر کا دیر قائم رکھے. اللہ ان کے ہر آفر اور بلاؤ سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ حاسدین کے حسد سے ان کو ہم کو بچائے. اللہ یا اللہ بدخواہوں کی بخواہی سے ہمیں ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ نظر بد کرنے والوں کی نظر بد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی دین کا کام ہو رہا ہے, جس شکل میں کام ہو رہا ہے, یا اللہ اس کو بے حد قبول فرما. یا اللہ اس کو خوب ترقی عطا فرما. حاسدین کے حسد سے ان کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اور حضرت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی صدقوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ جتنے لوگ یہاں پر حاضر ہوئے ہیں, یا اللہ ان کی حاضری کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ آئندہ یا اللہ سال ہر سال تک یا اللہ اس قسم کے جلسوں کو یا اللہ ہونے دو. یا اللہ اور یا اللہ اس قسم کے جلسے یہاں پر یا اللہ قائم ہو. یا اللہ اور ہر جگہ پر قائم ہو. یا اللہ ذکر و افطار کو یا اللہ عام فرما. یا اللہ جہاں کہیں بھی مسلمان پریشان ہیں ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامر برکات ہوں کو یا اللہ صحت عطا فرما. یا اللہ ان کے جتنے بھی متعلقین ہیں سب کی طرف سے قبول فرما. یا اللہ سب کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره. اللهم عافنا ونجنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الاخره. اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور كلها واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره. یا اللہ جب تک ہم زندہ ہوں, یا اللہ ایمان کے ساتھ زندہ رکھے. اللہ ایمان کے ساتھ ہمیں اٹھا. یا اللہ ایمان والوں کے ساتھ ہمارا حشر فرما. یا اللہ قبر کی تکلیفوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. قبر کے عذاب سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ قبر کے بھیجنے سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ قبر کے سانپ سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ قیامت کے دن کوئی سایہ نہیں ہوگا. یا اللہ یہ سورج بالکل ہمارے سروں کے اوپر ہوگا. یا اللہ تیرے عرش کے سائے کے علاوہ یا اللہ کوئی سایہ نہیں ہوگا. یا اللہ تیرے عرش کے سائے تلے ہمیں جگہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ بغیر حساب کتاب کے جنت کے اندر داخل فرما. یا اللہ بغیر استحقاق کے ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.